to doing a guided loving kindness meditation. You know, if you want to just kind of have a stretch in your chair, have a sip of water or something before getting started, this would be a time to do that. Okay. So let's just kind of begin simply finding that comfortable posture, seated or possibly lying down if that's more comfortable for you. And your eyes can close or you can keep them open with that soft downcast gaze. And if you notice any obvious tension in your body that you can release, go ahead and do so. Letting the face be soft, and maybe the slightest feeling of a smile at the corners of your eyes and the corners of your mouth. Just the slightest feeling. And letting the jaw be soft and perhaps kind of just the tongue just heavy and relaxed in the mouth. And then sensing down your arms into your hands. Perhaps noticing any sensations of warmth or vibration. Or pulsing or pressure. And letting the attention travel down your torso and hips, down into your legs and your feet. And feeling your feet make contact with the ground beneath them. And turning awareness to the breath. See if you can perhaps locate it where you feel it the most. It could be in the rise and fall of your chest or your belly, or a tingling in your nostrils or at the back of your throat. Just see where you feel it the most. So just grounding in the in and the out of the breath. If you like, you could notice the beginning and the middle and the end of each breath. Just one breath at a time. Just this one breath. You might be finding that thoughts, emotions, bodily sensations come up, and that's perfectly natural. You might just gently note thinking, or sad. Or itching or hungry, you know, whatever it might be. And then just returning your attention to the breath. And now turning your awareness to the area of the heart with a quality of attention. You know, that is tender and soft and open. You could imagine just breathing into the area of the heart with the energy of metta. And you can begin by offering loving kindness to yourself so that in filling your own bucket, you can pour into the cups of others. And if you like, you can place a hand on your heart while directing wishes for loving kindness to yourself by silently repeating these simple phrases that I'll offer or other ones of your choosing. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I be safe from inner and outer dangers. May I be well in body and mind. May I be at ease and happy. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I be safe from inner and outer dangers. May I be well in body and mind. May I be at ease and happy. If you don't feel kind or loving, or feelings of kind of awkwardness or resistance arise, that's perfectly okay. And you can return to kind of noticing what's there and then gently guiding yourself back to the phrases. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I be safe from inner and outer dangers. May I be well in body and mind. May I be at ease and happy. So now perhaps picture someone who's easy to love. It could be a close loved one, living or departed, or a pet, a benefactor of some kind, or a spiritual figure, someone for whom warmth and appreciation flow freely. So just kind of feeling and resting in the love and affection that's there. And breathing gently, offer this being loving kindness as you begin to direct the phrases and intentions of metta toward them. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be safe from inner and outer dangers. May you be well in body and mind. May you be at ease and happy. Continue extending these well wishes, just allowing warmth and goodwill to permeate your awareness as it becomes available to you. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be safe from inner and outer dangers. May you be well in body and mind. May you be at ease and happy. And now perhaps bring to mind someone you know less well. It could be an acquaintance or a neighbor or your letter carrier or the cashier at the grocery store. You know, someone whose story may not be familiar to you, but who just like you has joys and sorrows and wishes to be held in loving kindness. Continue holding them in gentle awareness as you offer them the phrases of metta. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be safe from inner and outer dangers. May you be well in body and mind. May you be at ease and happy. And perhaps, well, you could bring another such person to mind, or you could continue with the same person in extending the well wishes of metta. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be safe from inner and outer dangers. May you be well in body and mind. May you be at ease and happy. If your mind wanders or if you don't feel loving kindness, again, just kind of bring yourself gently back to the phrases. That's perfectly okay. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be safe from inner and outer dangers. May you be well in body and mind. May you be at ease and happy. Now, see if you can call to mind someone to whom it's not so easy to extend loving kindness to. And this could be someone you don't get along with, someone who annoys or troubles you, or whose actions you disapprove. And this could be someone in your personal life, professional dealings, or a public figure. It doesn't have to be the most difficult person you can think of, but one where there's discomfort or a general kind of contraction of the heart. So grounding yourself in your breath, see if you can direct the same loving kindness wishes for well-being to them that you wish for yourself. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be safe from inner and outer dangers. May you be well in body and mind. May you be at ease and happy. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be safe from inner and outer dangers. May you be well in body and mind. May you be at ease and happy. This can be difficult or vexing. And just know that whether the wishes are sincere or wholehearted doesn't matter entirely. You're just practicing. It's all practice. So if you like, you know, you can always return to offering loving kindness wishes to yourself, who is well worthy of it in this moment of struggle, to offer them to another. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be safe from inner and outer dangers. May you be well in body and mind. May you be at ease and happy. So now, just panning way out and imagining yourself as sort of the living center from which the energy of metta radiates outward to all beings, limitless and in every direction. So sending metta wishes to all beings everywhere who, just like you, want to be happy and healthy. May all beings be filled with loving kindness. May all beings be safe from inner and outer dangers. May all beings be well in body and mind. May all beings be at ease and happy. So above me, below me, to the front of me, behind me, and on either side, may all beings everywhere be filled with loving kindness. May all beings everywhere be safe from inner and outer dangers. May all beings everywhere be well in body and mind. May all beings everywhere be at ease and happy. So before closing, just sensing into how it feels to offer these expansive wishes for loving kindness. And maybe noticing the state of your heart, your body, and your mind. And just breathing in and breathing out. Resting in the experience. Sending appreciation to yourself for your practice. And as you feel ready, you can open your eyes and come back to the room.